Have you ever been part of a team, an operation, a task force that had a job to do, a specific mission that was outlined and everyone had to do their part and work together to get it done? It's called teamwork. It's also called unity. And when it works, it's beautiful. But when it doesn't work, when people begin to argue, when people begin to have their own agendas, when the unity breaks down, teamwork doesn't happen, you've got chaos, you've got problems, you've got an operation, a team, an organization that is floundering and not working toward their mission. In the book of Acts, there is a very important principle that shows us the value of unity when it comes to accomplishing the mission. And in this case, it's the very mission that Christ gave to his disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ to the world. It's in Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, where he had told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until Pentecost, and he said, "You'll be imbued with power from on high." That power was to be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 2 of Acts and verse 1 tells us that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they, meaning the disciples, were all with one accord in one place. And then it goes on to tell what happened, and that was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But it was prefigured by their being together in one accord. And when you really look at what is being said here and the meaning of that phrase, one accord, it speaks about a high degree of unity. And in fact, it's speaking of the unity the singular unity that comes from multiple individuals, multiple people working together toward the common goal, toward the mission. That's really what that phrase, one accord, means. And out of that diversity of people brought together, there is one accord, and it is a unity of many people. That's really what the word means and what it is talking about. It's a beautiful expression that has application, in this case, to the unity that the disciples had to do the work of God. When we look at that ourselves, for us to understand that we as disciples are to share in that same responsibility, it puts upon us the obligation to work for unity, to work together so that we as one are in one accord so that God, by his power, can then do that work through us. It's an absolute essential to any operation, but most importantly, to those who are entrusted as disciples with the gospel and preaching it and taking it to the world and living it in their life. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.